With control of Congress hanging in the balance, both Republicans and Democrats have spent the day encouraging the party faithful to get out and vote tomorrow. Democrats have enlisted the help of former President Clinton and former Vice President Al Gore. For the Republicans, it was President Bush out in front. He barnstormed through four states today, supporting GOP candidates. At a rally in Cedar Rapids, Iowa, Mr. Bush told the partisan crowd that every vote counts.
See, these elections, they're kind of tight. And a tight election means you can have a tremendous influence on who wins. So Laura and I are here today to thank you for what you have done. More importantly, thank you for what you're going to do today and tomorrow to get people to the polls, to turn them out.
President Bush at a Republican rally in Iowa today. NPR's Don Gagne is traveling with the president. He joins us now from Dallas, where the president is holding his final rally tonight. Don, the president's on a frenzied last day of campaigning in some very close races. Any sign he's going to tip the balance for Republican candidates?
Well, the White House certainly hopes so. They do say that these elections are mostly about local issues from state to state. But that said, the president is very much putting his own policies, his own agenda on the line. When he comes to these rallies, he talks about how close it's going to be and how every vote is important and how every Republican should get out there and vote, and they should be encouraging their independent friends and even some Democrats to vote for Republican candidates. But what he says is the administration needs friends in Congress. And without friends in Congress, he says Democrats will be able to block his judicial nominees and other key areas of that he proposes. So he is really making it about more than just local races.
Right. The president isn't on the ballot this year, but he's got a lot at stake.
He does indeed. And they know how close so many of these races are, particularly in the Senate. But he's going to places where there are important House races as well. And while the average person might not go into the voting booth tomorrow thinking, I'm going to do this for President Bush, they know that it may not take that many votes to tip the balance in any given race.
And the Democrats also had their heavy hitters out in full force today trying to rally their faithful.
They sure do. President Clinton is out. Al Gore is out. Tom Daschle is out. Dick Gephardt is out. Jesse Jackson is out trying to get black voters to the polls. But nothing really compares to landing in a city in Air Force One and holding a big rally with the president of the United States.
Thanks, Don. NPR White House correspondent Don Gagne speaking with us from Dallas.
During election season, we inevitably pay more attention to the close competitive races than the elections in which the polls presage a certain landslide, or in which the incumbent actually has no opponent. As a result, some of the most influential and important figures in politics are people you seldom hear about in campaign news reports. They are the shoo-ins, and we've asked our Washington editor, Ron Elving, to say a word here about some of the senators who are virtually or truly unchallenged tomorrow. There are a lot of them.
Quite a few of them. Three-quarters of the Republicans, two-thirds of the Democrats really don't have a thing to worry about.
Let's talk about some of the Democrats who will provide virtually no suspense tomorrow night on election night.
Well, let's start with the two chairmen who held the hearings on the Iraq resolution before that was passed by Congress. Joe Biden, the Democrat from Delaware, Carl Levin, the Democrat from Michigan. Joe Biden was first elected to the Senate in 1972. He was still 29. He wasn't quite 30 when he was elected. So he's now spent half his life in the United States Senate, and he's going to pick up a sixth six-year term tomorrow without breaking a sweat. Carl Levin has had opponents over the years and has had some very serious races over the years, but this year is just not going to be one of those cases. He was elected in 1978. He'll be reelected to a fifth term tomorrow. A few others who have big positions in Congress, Max Baucus, the Senate Finance Committee chairman, and Jay Rockefeller, who is actually legally John D. Rockefeller IV.
Of West Virginia.
That's correct, who is the chairman of the Veterans Affairs Committee. They'll both be easily reelected tomorrow, and so will John Kerry, who doesn't even have a Republican opponent in Massachusetts.
In a state where there is a gubernatorial race that seems to be going down to the wire and is very closely contested, where Republicans have been getting elected governor quite often in recent years.
They've had 12 straight years in the governorship, but Kerry's been very strong since he was first elected in 1984. He's beaten off some very, very strong competition, and this year he doesn't even have a Republican opponent. So he'll be back. And of course, as many people here in Washington know, he's running very seriously or looking very seriously at the 2004 presidential election.
Now, the Republicans, whom we will bite no nails over tomorrow night.
Well, let's start with Mitch McConnell from Kentucky, not yet a household name in America, but he's been in the Republican leadership. And in the new Congress, he's probably going to step up into the number two position behind Trent Lott. Don Nichols, who has been the number two, is going to step over to be the Senate Budget Committee senior Republican. And he's moving out for term limits reasons, and Mitch McConnell's going to move in as the number two. Somebody we probably have heard of, Ted Stevens, who is the senior most Republican after Strom Thurmond, and Strom, of course, is retiring in December. When Strom is gone, he's turning 100 in December and then retiring. Ted Stevens will be the most senior Republican in the chamber, and he goes back to Christmas Eve 1968, and he's going to win another term tomorrow.
Senator Stevens of Alaska, of course.
That is correct. John Warner of Virginia doesn't have a Democratic opponent. He'll be back as the senior Republican on Armed Services.
There is a Libertarian running against him, but Warner might as well be acclaimed the winner, right?
No Democrat and no problem. Pete Domenici in New Mexico, who has been the Senate Budget's senior Republican, he'll be winning a sixth term tomorrow as well and moving over to be, in all likelihood, the chairman of the Senate Energy and Natural Resources Committee. And one other to mention, who is not one of the most senior members of Congress, but who has won very narrowly in his first term, Chuck Hagel in Nebraska, won a very close race there 6 years ago. He's winning in a walk tomorrow, and he's somebody to keep an eye on as well.
These shoo-ins actually more numerous than the senators who are really facing tough races.
Only about 10 of the latter.
Thank you, Ron.
My pleasure.
NPR Washington editor Ron Elving talking with us about some of the people running for U.S. Senate this year, senators, that is, who simply are giving us no suspense whatever. We can declare them the winners, well, whenever you want.